You'll hear from the street artist known as ATM in the Shorecast, who is responsible for beautiful wildlife murals dotted around the UK and beyond. He speaks about what he hopes to inspire with his work and the action we can all take on a local level for wildlife. Like Emily Williamson, he wants to reinforce our cultural connection with the natural world, something that is sorely needed to help create a sustainable future for us and, well, everything. I personally get to enjoy seeing one of ATM's pieces on a regular basis, so make sure to check his website and see if there's one near you.
Hello, I'm the street artist ATM, and I've had a lifelong love of birds. It started in my childhood when I was obsessed with drawing them and exploring them and finding the beautiful places where they lived. I grew up in the northwest of England, where there was an unusual mix of urban landscapes, but close proximity of steep river valleys, wooded old mills, and all sorts of old relics of the Industrial Revolution and the high moors. And I used to love wandering in those places. And the associations of bird calls like lapwings and curlews, they always bring back those powerful memories of my childhood. When I first started painting street murals of endangered birds, I wanted to communicate this love that I have for them. And I also was shocked at the sudden decline of so many of these once common species in my youth, like kestrels, lapwings, curlews, starlings even, which were just so much a part of my life that I thought they would never disappear. And my impetus for painting my murals is to communicate the beauty of these creatures and hopefully inspire a curiosity and a love and a desire to protect them and their habitats in the people who see them. The street paintings, I aim to put them in the most public places, and they have a connection to the localities where the birds should live or once did live and could again if we did more to restore habitats. So my main objective is to communicate the beauty of the creatures in the first place and then a desire to protect them. We're surrounded everywhere by advertising, which is always trying to sell us products. Products that satisfy an individual need for acquisition or status symbols. And I aim in my paintings to propose an alternative, images of beautiful creatures that are part of the ecosystem in which we all live, which it is absolutely important to protect and preserve for their own sakes, as well as creating a more healthy and sustainable future for ourselves. The more paintings of birds and other creatures that were seen in public places, the more that people might be inclined to think about these as being of more importance. It's often very surprising when I'm producing the paintings that people don't even know these species. They don't know what they are. They've never even heard of them, let alone the fact that they're actually disappearing at an incredible rate and many are moving towards extinction in this country. There are so many things that can be done on a local level to protect our native birds and to help them to flourish. For example, not using weed killers or aphid sprays, slug pellets or other toxic chemicals in our gardens, and letting our lawns grow or sprout wildflowers, or at least a part of them, leaving piles of logs in the corners of gardens, piles of leaves all the year round. All these things which create a healthy environment for the soil, for the invertebrates that live there, and therefore also for the birds that depend upon them. These things can be done on a local level, and my paintings, my street art, aims to draw attention to this connection that a lot of the interventions we could make are local and can be on quite a very small personal scale, but if they were to be reproduced on a large scale, they could have absolutely profound effects. Emily Williamson is a wonderful example of what can be done when proactive action is taken. She started from an apparently impossible position of species of birds being driven to extinction for the fashion trade. And she managed to turn that around and absolutely create a huge movement and a huge new way of thinking. So she, in fact, changed the culture of the times to perceive birds in a different way. Rather than being a utility for fashion, they were recognized as being worthy of conservation in their own respect. The same is possible in our times, which is so consumed by technology and social media and the ensuing detachment from our natural world. we could reconnect as we need to do as a species, because we need to acknowledge the reality of our integral part within the whole ecosystem that sustains us. And it's all too easy to forget this and to be deluded into the idea that we're somehow separate from nature, above nature, or have transcended nature. But nothing could be further from the truth. We're absolutely dependent on a healthy nature, on clean water, healthy soil, which is the foundation of everything else that grows from that. The more that this can be communicated, and the more people that can be involved in this transformation of culture, the more likely it is that we will create this sustainable future for bird life and for our own lives.
Off the Leash podcast is proud to support the Emily Williamson Festival, celebrating female voices in conservation and Emily's legacy, which goes to show that one voice, anyone's voice, can make a difference. Join the murmuration at Manchester Art Gallery and be in the room where ideas take flight. Find out more and book tickets at emilywilliamsonstatue.com/festival. Thank you for listening. To hear more from Off the Leash podcasts, follow us on your favourite podcast streaming service. And if you're interested in creating a shortcast of your own, please get in touch with us at OTL Podcasts on Twitter, OTL Pods on Instagram, or by using our website, offtheleashpodcasts.co.uk.